You've arrived at a giant information intersection. A mass cloverleaf joining analysis and entertainment. Truth and tomfoolery, passion and character voices. Integrated knowledge and quick takes. Highly cited and off the cuff. 35,000 feet views and microscopic details. Mostly important and sometimes superficial. We'll laugh at political clowns and frankly express appropriate outrage. We'll emphasize what others don't to help build the world memory of the most critical facts and events. We'll mass immunize against the ether-clogging narrative they hope we automatically absorb by osmosis. We will connect the dots. Here, we fight always and forever for free speech, important ideas and discussions, and necessary speculation on highly important topics so that societies may flourish. This is the Scales of Truth. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tyson Hartley, your host. How about that? The debut of a new intro. I just love some of the stuff that some of the other folks do when I listen to overnight talk radio, even some of the guest hosts on Coast to Coast AM. Some of them have that intro ready to go that kind of gets in the mood for that. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to write one of those. And so in this one, speaking of dot connecting, well, I've told you many times about the spike protein both being identified scientifically as the problem in the virus, and yet it being what the COVID vaccine has your body create. And then we wonder why there are cardiovascular problems and the like. And so it's as easy to predict as the sunset following the day. It's that easy. But in case you didn't know with all my other episodes, here's one more emphasis. Study COVID vaccine injures heart in all recipients. Study COVID vaccine injures heart in all recipients. So this is on WND, not coincidentally, a place that is being penalized by Amazon and Google ad services and trying to be frittered away into failure. And a quick aside, I just don't understand why we don't just start having ads that are just not based on spyware and just regular ads like TV has some idea of the demographics. And so it does work a little bit. But regardless, yes, WND being financially terrorized, their content is not good enough to put ads on, according to Google Ad Services, even though hundreds of thousands of people visit it every day. So on WND, this article is a Swiss study found elevated levels of the protein troponin in all of the mRNA COVID-19 vaccines recipients it analyzed, indicating the shots are routinely causing heart injury. Okay, this isn't Bob's Conspiracy Corner. It is a Swiss study. Another study showed that 1 in 27 of the vaccinated people showed levels associated with subclinical myocarditis. Remember, the pericarditis and the myocarditis is either swelling of the heart or swelling of the membrane around the heart. That's bad inflammation, folks. And we know it causes a mass inflammation syndrome. And in fact, there's even one called multi-system inflammation syndrome in children because it is, in general, really bad for you. And so thus the pericarditis and the myocarditis. A Thai study found elevated troponin levels or cardiac symptoms after COVID vaccination indicative of myocarditis or pericarditis in 7, that's 3.5% of 200 boys. So there you go. There are other ones as well, but just wanted to point out something that we already knew, and this is after the FDA did disclose it found that the COVID-19 vaccine posed a possible increased risk of 4 serious heart and cardiovascular conditions in elderly people. And then they said, oh, we'll look up on that. But like I said, regardless, we know this. I've told you this over and over again, that it's not Bob's Conspiracy Corner assuming it. It is that we have indications. So they looked to a Dr. Vinay Prasad, a hematologist, oncologist, and professor in the Department of Epidemiology and Biostatics at the University of California, San Francisco. And He explained that troponin is a type of protein found in the muscles of the heart. It isn't normally found in the blood, but when heart muscles become damaged, troponin enters the blood. He said that the Swiss study shows that nearly everyone who received the COVID-19 vaccine is getting a little heart damage and some much more. So you can go find him again, then Vinay Prasad, and he's got a podcast on this. But back to the beginning here. A Swiss study found elevated levels of the protein troponin in all of the mRNA COVID-19 vaccine recipients it analyzed, indicating the shots are routinely causing heart injury. It's just a matter of degree. We've known it was a bad idea from the very beginning. We've known that if you wanted to simply create some kind of a profile for the body's immune system to read and understand, you didn't have to pick the spike protein. It is the most unique part of this. You could have picked a more common area, and they just did not. They chose to add the risk. They chose to have your body create from its protein factories the biggest risk of the virus itself. And then magically, we wonder why it causes cardiovascular damage. So there you go. Okay, guys, thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed that new intro. Got me fired up. Yeah. And go ahead and like and follow my episodes so you see when new ones come up. And you can go ahead and email me too. You can find the email address in the show description and also in most of the episode descriptions. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.